from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, thanks for dropping in. This is another edition of Charlie O Out of My Mind. For those of you who know me, I'm Charlie O from the Sports Updates on ESPN 1320. I also do a lot of the background work here at the station. And from time to time, I just get worked up about a lot of different things. And I drop in, I hitchhike on the Insiders podcast and just share some things that are going on. And I had a litany of things that had come together that I wanted to share. So today, I'm out of my mind. So here we go. Number one. You know what? I am so tired of the situation in the NBA about the 2-minute report, which is to me the most absolutely useless thing in the world of sports, because you have the 2-minute report that comes out and we get all the things that tell us that the referees made mistakes, and we know they're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's the first thing that we know that's going to happen, because they're human beings and human beings are going to make mistakes. So now we have them come out and say, yep, we made mistakes. Great. We know that. Now what? There's absolutely no correctable redress available after they say, yeah, we made a mistake. It's not like you can go back and replay the final 2 minutes. There's no penalty coming up in the next game to the team who got the advantage because of the mistake. None of that. So why have a 2-minute report? Just to make the referees already look worse than they already looked? It drives me nuts. But what really drives me nuts is you had that situation where everybody said there should have been a replay because the ball was not kicked. It wasn't a kickball situation. The ball went off the hand and it wasn't a reviewable play. Well, first of all, why wasn't it a reviewable play? Why do we even have replay if it's not a reviewable play? Why isn't every play reviewable? Now, I think coaches should have challenges, a certain number of challenges. I don't think they have enough challenges. I'll come back to that in a minute. But also, challenges should be able to be initiated from the replay center. Now, here's why we don't have that. Because we have the most insane replay situation. It's not just in the NBA. It's also in the National Football League. It's also in Major League Baseball. Because we go to a replay, what do? We stop all of the action, and then everybody saunters over to the sidelines. They put on headphones and they turn around monitors, or they bring these little tiny monitors down in the case of Major League Baseball. And they bring over a monitor on a pole in the case of the NFL. And we wait and we wait, and they roll replay after replay after replay, and we wait. And the game is delayed and the momentum and excitement of the game is ruined. And then they show us the pictures of the replay centers, and we look, and it looks like the control room from NASA. There's 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 monitors. There's 30 to 50 people in there looking at things with headsets on and everything else. They could have the answer to all of those replays literally within 10 to 30 seconds. And all of these leagues have to do is designate a replay official who has the ability to make the call. Nobody has to leave the court. Nobody has to leave the field. All they have to do that, and then the voice of God comes over the PA system and says, play overturned. Ball touched hand, not the foot. Boom, go. No real big delay. Call corrected. Call's right. The accomplishment is we wanted to get the play called right. We did it. We move on. But we continue to go through these inane situations that just drive everybody crazy and make replay painful. It ruins the pace of the game. And we keep having these rules of, well, that's not reviewable. If one thing's reviewable, it's got to all be reviewable. And there's a way to speed it up. Just let the replay official do it. And then for television's sake, then that's where your replay official comes in, because he's sitting right there as well. And he can say, well, this is why they overturned the call. This is why the call was made. And everybody's happy, and you can sponsor it, and it really works. Get it right. Start getting it right, and please do away with the two-minute report. Unless the two-minute report is going to have some kind of impact for the team that was injured by the lack of the call or the incorrect call, then do away with it, because it's meaningless. All right, here we go. Let's move on. Kentucky Derby. Wow, what an exciting Kentucky Derby that was. That was crazy. Literally a race won by a nose. They didn't know for 5 minutes who won the race. And they have everything now. I mean, it's not just photo finish. They had video and drones and everything else. And it took them over 5 minutes to figure out who won that race. That was so exciting. I mean, even if you're not a horse racing fan, it seems like everybody gets kind of excited. Not everybody, but a lot of people get excited about the Triple Crown every year. And that's the reason they have it, is to get people excited that are not normally into the sport. And it was certainly an exciting race. We don't know whether or not we're going to get excited about a potential Triple Crown winner, because they have not announced yet whether or not Mystic Dan is going to go on now for the Preakness in 2 weeks. So we'll have to see. I've always felt like if you win the Kentucky Derby, you ought to be required, unless the horse is injured, to continue on to try to win the Triple Crown. But then again, nobody makes me in charge of anything, so that's why that doesn't happen. But, you know, it really was exciting. And people wonder, well, is horse racing really that interesting to people? Well, it's interesting to someone, because over 20 million people watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Almost 157,000 people were on the grounds of Churchill Downs on Saturday when the Derby went off from the post. And this is the thing that blows my mind. 320.5 million dollars were wagered on that race. Now, that's across the nation, you have to understand, because you can wager on the Derby at any track where there is wagering. So you could wager on the Kentucky Derby in California at a place where you can wager on horses. But that's a ton of money. And Mystic Dan paid off very well. I believe it was 16 to 1. So everybody loves Mystic Dan because he paid off very well. We had a big race in Miami over the weekend. Formula One racing came back to the United States, the first of three races that take place in the States this year. We have one in Miami, one in Austin, and then the really cool night race that'll take place in Las Vegas. Boy, everybody got excited about being in Miami. It was a party extraordinaire, and then it turned out to be an incredible race on top of it. But the best watched Formula One event on television in the history of covering F1. So Formula One is starting to take root a little bit. ABC, ESPN, who owns the rights, put it on ABC television. Almost a little over 3 million people averaged watching that two-hour race as it went through, and they were very excited about the response to that. And I think people are really going to be tuning in to the Las Vegas race, because that is a party, and it's under the lights. I think the start of that race will be at 10 p.m. our time. So it's at night on the streets with all the lights of the strip and everything else. That'll be crazy. But F1, a lot of people starting to pay attention to it a little bit. We had a watch party over at the Beach Hut Deli in Folsom, and they had exotic cars come in. And there were, if you like McLarens, and if you've never seen a McLaren, just Google it in. They are just they're pieces of art. They're not cars. They're pieces of art. McLaren started by a gentleman by the name of McLaren, Bruce McLaren, and they are if I ever won the lottery, I would own a McLaren. I have to tell you, it would be my wild and crazy spend. It really would. Formula One, or the whole Formula FIA that owns Formula One, also has a series called Formula E, which is for their electric race cars. They actually race electric motor cars, and they have races around the country, and they have three that take place here in the States. They're looking to add a fourth because they think there's too much distance in between, and because of the interest in electric cars here in the United States. So they're looking to add a fourth race. So there's a number of cities that are involved looking at it. Portland's one of the cities, Chicago, probably tied into the street race with NASCAR and around. They look just like the Formula One cars. They're not quite as fast, but they're very fast. They're just a little quieter. This is really funny. They actually add some artificial noise to the cars so people know they're coming because they literally are electric, and so they're quiet. So it's there. But they're very fun to watch, and great racing involved in them. So there you go. If you didn't know about it, Formula E is something you might want to keep your eye on. Just a little something else from Charlie O, out of my mind, to share with you about that. Hey, have you been watching the Oakland A's, paying attention to the Oakland A's? They lost last night 3-2 to the first place Texas Rangers, but the A's right now are 7-3 over their last 10 games, and they are solidly in third place in the American League West. Now, as we always say, if the season were to end today, that would not put them into the American League playoffs, and we wouldn't really expect them to be there. But nonetheless, they are playing some really, really good baseball and a really respectable baseball. So they're being a lot of fun to watch. And of course, we're watching them very closely because next year they will not be playing in the Oakland Coliseum. Next year they will be playing at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. So they are garnering much more interest from us than they would have in the past. So it's been fun to see what they're doing. But the real question about the A's right now is who will remain on this A's 26-man roster, or really 40-man roster, because there are, at the major league levels, you have a major league roster that is 40 men deep. And that question is now is how many of those players will remain on that roster as of July 30th, which is the major league trade deadline. And what has been happening with the A's is that the players who are about to become the most expensive players, the players who would become the most expensive in arbitration, the players who are about to become free agents, the players who would bring back the most prospects, and that's one of the reasons why the A's are doing so well right now. A number of the players that they have traded away and got prospects for, those prospects are starting to pay off. Now we have to see what that roster will look like after the trade deadline. So I'm starting to do some deep dives on that, do some analysis on that roster. And as I do these out of my mind segments, I'm going to start letting you know who I think is going to stay with the A's after July 30th and who won't be with the A's after July 30th. So I'll have a little update for you on that the next time we get together and look at that. A little analytics for you from baseball, just a little food for thought for you. The best team batting average in the major leagues right now, the LA Dodgers at 278. Where are they? Oh, yeah, solidly in first place. The worst team batting average in the major leagues, the Chicago White Sox at 208. Dead last. Awful. Worst record in baseball. And, oh, by the way, they want about $3 billion from the city of Chicago to build a new riverfront stadium there along the Chicago River in Chicago. That's not getting a lot of traction. I can't imagine why. The best ERA for the pitching staff belongs to the Boston Red Sox right now at 2.61. That staff is just incredible. The worst ERA goes to, and I'm not surprised by this, even if the team was doing better, and they suck, but even if they were doing better, it's always one of the worst ERAs. The Colorado Rockies at 5.65 because they play in that stadium that is more suitable to the home run derby than it is anything else. Let me share with you this quickly, some things that we have coming up this week on ESPN 1320 98.5 HD2. Your smart speaker and the free Odyssey app. This is a shameless plug, and I don't apologize for this because we work very hard in putting these together. Coming up on Friday afternoon, and this will be available for you if you have to commute on Friday. It'll be there for you on your drive home, or it'll be available for you to just tap into. We've got NBA playoff basketball. We've got the Knicks and the Pacers, which already looks like it is going to be an incredible series. This game will be at Indiana, so it'll be in the Fieldhouse there in Indiana, so that should ramp the Pacers up a little bit. Then on Saturday at 5 p.m., we'll have Boston and Cleveland, and that game will be in Cleveland, so that'll happen at 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have Sunday Night Baseball at 3 o'clock. We have baseball tonight. First pitch happens just after 4 o'clock. We've got the Braves and the Mets, so that's all coming your way this week on ESPN 1320. So that's my little edition of Charlie O out of my mind. Thanks for hanging in with me and letting me share with you a little bit. We love you guys. Thanks for being loyal listeners to ESPN 1320, coming out to the events, doing everything that we're involved in. We couldn't do what we do without you. And you're more than just listeners to us. You are the radio station as well. So we appreciate you. And if you have any feedback for us, let us know. You know how to get a hold of us, and we do listen. So anyway, hope you have a good day, and we'll see you soon. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.